The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
I'm Valerie Mendoza of Topeka with the Radio Reader Book Bite. I just finished the chapter called The Storytellers, and if nothing else, this book makes me think and question my perceptions and views on all sorts of issues. In the chapter The Storytellers, author Yuval Noah Harari takes on, well, paper. Or maybe writing would be a better way to put it. He explains how, as a society, we give value to things such as a $5 bill when really it's just a piece of paper with a 5 written on it, or how we attach importance to the diploma, another piece of paper, or contracts. A couple of lines in this chapter really struck me. Quote, "History isn't a single narrative, but thousands of alternate narratives. Whenever we choose to tell one, we are also choosing to silence others." As a historian, this resonates with me. It matters who tells a story. This has me thinking, who gets left out of the story? Historically, it's been women, the poor, children, the disabled, people of color, and other marginalized groups who are voiceless or left out for a variety of reasons. Does this mean their stories don't matter or aren't important? How different would our perceptions of one another and our broader worldviews be if we really listened to each other and heard stories very different from our own? I admire the courage and the resilience of those who speak up and tell their stories, even when we don't want to hear them. Women who have come forth as part of the Me Too movement to share their stories of gender violence come to mind, and those who expose racism as part of the Black Lives Matter and other similar movements. Think about how much richer our knowledge is of our own state when we add our histories and stories to it. A great example is the story of Dennis Garcia, who grew up in Garden City. HPPR aired several of his stories in August and September about his family and the history of Mexicans and Mexican Americans in the first half of the 20th century. This expansion of stories and our worldview was on display again with an earlier book from this fall's Radio Reader lineup, Where the Dead Sit Talking. It made us think about children in foster care and the Native American experience. What other stories expand our horizons, or are stories yet to be told? What's your story? Let me know on the Radio Readers Facebook page, HPPR Radio Readers. I'm Valerie Mendoza. Thanks for listening.
Click HPPR Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org. The Radio Readers Book Club is made possible in part by generous contributions from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, and Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.